Kerry Fuller counts out the 20 to 30 pills he has to take every day. His hobby was hill walking, but he now struggles just to get to the end of his street. He has chronic fatigue and constant pain in his joints. The muscles around his heart have wasted, and in 2004 he had a stroke.
Now, a lot of us feel it would have been far much better had we not have come back, had we been killed in action there. That would have been totally acceptable, and I don't disagree with it.
Tonight, 28 nations, countries from five continents, Europe and Asia, Africa and the Arab League, have forces in the Gulf area standing shoulder to shoulder against Saddam Hussein. These countries had hoped the use of force could be avoided. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
Desert Storm has been called the most toxic war in history. Because of fears that Saddam Hussein would use chemical or biological weapons, special measures were taken to protect troops, including antidote pills and some unlicensed vaccines. Along with pesticides, depleted uranium and battlefield stress, it was a particularly hazardous mix. But Kerry Fuller says he and others have struggled to get war pensions.
We've been used as guinea pigs in the first place, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Some of my friends are in really bad shape and they're forced to fight for pennies. It's not right.
The Ministry of Defence says that while research indicates there's no illness specific to Gulf War veterans, it's long accepted that some ill health may be linked to their service. But Sue Freeth of the Royal British Legion fears veterans will never now get the answers they deserve.
I think with the kind of injuries that are coming out of the current campaign in Afghanistan, the Gulf War veteran is very much being sort of left behind, and resources, tight as they are not being directed now really in any further research.
Looking back at photos of himself, Kerry finds it hard to reconcile the fit young 26-year-old he once was with the sick man he's become.
The person here has been taken away almost. This person in these pictures, smiling, fun-loving, outgoing, you know, that's not who I am now.